as my children turn.
Daddy? Daddy, are you there?
Yes, Barbara.
Daddy, I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
What is it, my dear?
Winthrop's trapped in the coal mine, Daddy.
Winthrop, you say?
Winthrop, yes. And he has my child.
But Winthrop was supposed to have died in that plane crash 2 weeks ago.
No! The child saved him from the plane crash!
The child? You mean my secret love child with your ex-mother?
Yes!
My God.
And there's more to that.
More?
I am not actually Virginia.
You're not Virginia?
No, I am actually...
Stefano.
Oh, my.
It was only a matter of time before we met once again on the field of battle, mon hombre.
Yes, my long-lost half-brother from another woman who I had never met until the time I was in the Navy.
I have got some bad news for you, hombre.
What is it?
You never were in the Navy. Oh, and I've got some bigger news than that, hombre.
I'm in a coma?
No, worse. It's... From the basement of the Anson Building, it's the World Domination Hour. How's it going there, ghoulies, ghastlies, and gigglies? That's what I got this week, ghoulies, ghastlies, and gigglies. I like to think the spirit's still in there somehow. You
yes.
are tuning in to the World Domination Hour, being broadcast live from the basement of the Anson Building. I am your ever-malevolent host, the Baron.
And this is his less-than-malevolent sidekick, Works for Frigor.
Yes, indeed. And Frigor, it's 420, isn't it? It's actually 421 now, isn't it?
Yeah.
God, flurp it.
Yeah, you missed this one.
No, and I was all set in everything.
Mm-hmm.
I had tie-dye and firecrackers and...
hacky sacks.
Well, folks, we were just going to light a bunch of lizards on fire and shoot them in the sky and watch them burn.
Yeah.
It would have been pretty cool.
Actually, it kind of would.
It would be. You know, we'll see if we can pull that off later tonight. But speaking of pull off, Frigor, how's the operation going?
Well, it went a little rough, mostly because they ran out of anesthetic before I got there. But they got most of it removed, and we'll see how it goes from there.
That's good. And how is your mother?
She's, not doing terribly well, but we'll see.
Yes. You are tuning into the World Domination Hour, Songs in the Key of Evil, the only radio show in existence strictly for supervillains. Frigor! I made a big, big, awesome idea last night.
You made an idea?
Well, I've been used to calling them, society calls them mistakes. I call them ideas.
Ah, yeah. Oh, yes,
so I had
yes.
a big idea last night.
Of course, right?
So I was watching the NBC like all these fresh kids do with their 30 Rock and Community.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, Frigor... we need to start the world's next great sandwich chain!
That... how do you get that from NBC?
Because of that new show where all the people come up with ideas for food and have their dreams get crushed one by one.
Oh, okay.
The Baron
yeah.
likes his reality television.
Yeah.
It's all about taking away rather than giving.
Most of... yeah, a lot of it is.
Regardless, Frigor, What's the one meat that currently isn't in popular distribution in fast food chains?
Mouse?
Wrong.
Ostrich?
Warmer.
Emu?
Cold.
How is that colder?
Anyway, the answer is simple. The tastiest and slimiest and evilest of all the animals.
Oh.
That's right.
Yeah.
We will start the world's first fast food chain dedicated to serving eel.
Yeah, there we go.
There we go. No, we will call them eel witches. I'm thinking eel witches.
Yeah, that could work. Yeah.
And then we poison each individual eel witch with mind control serum.
Ooh.
Slowly bending the populace to our evil ways. Yes. Speaking of awful pun, how about we play some music?
Sure.
Starting off this fine, fine show, we have Supervillain by Power Man 5000. Sounds pretty cool.
Do you hear that?
I hear that. I think there are mice in the studio or the Baron. Ah! Found it! Die, mice!
Ah!
There go those mice and their tasty little... We should sell mice night. You know, mice nuggets.
Yeah.
On the side.
Yeah.
Eel sandwiches and mice nuggets! All part of a pyramid of evil!
Make sure to get 5 servings of mice a day and 2 to 3 servings of eels. And what else is on that food pyramid?
Not sure. I think kiwi.
Kiwi's on there?
I think kiwi.
The bird.
There's just not enough kiwi. No, just the fruit.
Oh, the fruit,
they disturb me. They're very hairy and
small. But they're also green.
Yee. Speaking of green hair, call us in at 617-824-8852. And starting us off this evening is Supervillain by Power Man 5000. On WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
Black.
Hold on. Leave him up. Hold on.
Hold on. We're having a bit of...
Is this thing on? I guess you're listening to WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
Wow, that was a sad bump.
Well, I was alone. I don't work well on my own.
That's very true. We learned that from that time that I put you in that hole.
Oh, yeah, you...
Remember, it took you, like, weeks to get out of there.
No, you have no idea. I was down there. I invented this whole alternate timeline thing. I made up a whole little cartoon universe for myself.
That sounds disturbing.
It was fun, but then I realized I hadn't eaten in 7 days, so I had to crawl my way out, and then that failed, so I tried digging side to side.
You're tuning into the World Domination Hour.
None of it worked.
You were just listening to You Leave Me Cold by Jill Tracy, and before that was Supervillain by Power Man 5000, and you are joining us on a very special evening, folks.
Yes, you are.
How special, you might ask.
How special, I ask.
Indeed, sir, I will explain, for you are listening in to the grand opening of the world's first Speedy McBaron's Ill Witch Emporium!
Yay!
That's right, boys and ghoulies and gigglies and garlies and iCarlies of various shapes and sizes. That is right! We are now a purveyor of fine sandwiched edibles, including but not limited to eel sandwiches.
Mouse nuggets.
And that's pretty much it.
Yeah, those are the only things we can catch.
Yeah, we are very slow individuals, and I have yet to train the hounds to seek tastier animals.
We have hounds?
We have hounds. They're really stupid.
Yeah, they're very, very dumb,
like,
it looks
like.
Like,
one of them just... keeps running into a wall. Mm-hmm. I'd stop him, but he's really content doing that.
And he seems very determined to be trying to do something.
I named him Sparky. I know. And speaking of Sparky, would you like an eel witch or mouse nugget? Call us in and we will give you one live on the air at 617-824-8852.
Yes, because we are so awesome that we can defy the laws of physical space and time.
We can. We have...
We already have on this show.
...machines that can do that. Would you?
We've done it several times.
Right. Baron's gonna check his form spring.
Checking up on the form spring. We need form spring music.
All right. Speaking of mine, has the Baron ever fell prey to the wickedness of Minecraft? The answer is yes. Minecraft is, in fact, the single greatest game of all time. It is awesome, and the Baron is better at it than you are.
Oh, you're way better at it than I am.
I'm definitely. You gotta understand, folks. I only play multiplayer, so I can destroy everything that Freegord likes, virtually, in addition to in actual life.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. I'd like to see what happens first, if I destroy his house, or if I blow up his computer. It's all just a fun world. Yeah, we should have a multiplayer Minecraftaganza.
Ooh.
Do you play Minecraft and like the World Domination Hour and want to help the Baron make an evil death trap?
And you're on the computer anyway.
Yes, email us at worlddominationhour@gmail.com. That's all one word, worlddominationhour@gmail.com. Yeah, the Baron's actually been working on making a solid gold mask.
Ooh.
Much harder than you think. All right, so that answers that.
What else do we have?
When are you uploading new podcasts?
We're working on it.
We are working on it! It's not easy being green. It's even harder being green when you've got finals breathing down your neck.
You're not even green.
I am on the inside. I've been replacing all my blood with chlorophyll. And it's not working, Freegor!
See, this is what happens when you try and date Poison Ivy.
I know. Let's see here.
What else do we have from our lovely listeners?
Freegor, my cat says hello.
Hi.
I think she says hollow.
Oh, hollow.
Yeah, what?
I don't know.
What is up with kids these days?
I don't know how to respond to
that. And never-ending Nyah Cats.
Yeah,
Yes! Anyway, you can ask us your own questions on the Form Spring at formspring.me/Dear Baron. That's formspring.me/Dear Baron. And we will answer your questions on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of yeah, let's not play a song by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Let's not.
Let's not. Let's instead play a
and
song.
And not even say that we did.
Yeah, let's play a song by Vincent Price.
Yeah.
Let's play a song from the great freaking Mouse Detective.
A word?
Yeah, here's the world's greatest criminal mind, sung by none other than the master of horror, Vincent Price, on WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
We are officially more awesome than any other radio show.
My friends. We are about to embark on the most odious, the most evil, the most diabolical scheme of my illustrious career. A crime to top all crimes. A crime that will live in infamy. Tomorrow evening, our beloved monarch celebrates her diamond jubilee. And with the enthusiastic help of our good friend, Mr. Flevisham, it promises to be a night she will never forget. Last night, and my first, as supreme ruler of all mousedom. From the brain that brought you the Big Ben caper, the head that made headlines in every newspaper, and wondrous things like the Tower Bridge job, that cunning display that made Londoners sob. Now comes the real tour de force, tricky and wicked, of course. My earlier crimes were fine for their times, but now that I'm at it again, an even grimmer plot has been simmering in my great criminal brain.
Even meaner, you mean it. Worse than the widows and orphans you drowned. You're the best of the worst around. O'Radigan, O'Radigan, the rest fall behind. To Radigan, to Radigan, the world's greatest criminal mind.
Thank you, thank you. But it hasn't all been champagne and caviar. I've had my share of adversity, thanks to that miserable second-rate detective, Basil of Baker Street. For years, that insufferable pipsqueak has interfered with my plans. I haven't had a moment's peace of mind.
But all that's in the past. This time, nothing, not even Basil, can stand in my way. All will bow before me.
O'Radigan! O'Radigan! Your tops and that's that. O'Radigan! O'Radigan!
O'Radigan, the world's brightest rat.
Was that?
What did you call me?
Oh, he didn't mean it, Professor. It was just a slip of the tongue.
I am not a rat.
Of course you're not. You're a mouse.
Yeah, that's right, right. A mouse.
Yeah, a big mouse.
Silence! Oh, my dear Bartholomew, I'm afraid that you have gone and upset me. You know what happens when someone upsets me.
Oh, Radigan. Oh, Radigan. You're the tops. And that's that. Oops, yeah. To Rattigan. The world's greatest.
Oh, Felicia, my precious, my baby. Did Daddy's little honey bun enjoy her tasty treat?
I trust there will be no further interruptions. And now, as you were singing...
Even louder! We'll shout it! No one can doubt what we know you can do. You're more evil than even you. Oh, Rattigan! Oh, Rattigan! You're one of a kind! To Rattigan! To Rattigan!
This Friday, April 22nd, in the Cabaret, WECB presents our live music showcase. Come enjoy a plethora of slamming Emerson and Berkeley local bands, along with stand-up comedy, cupcakes, and ice cream, guaranteed to power you through the final stretch of the semester. Come support Boston local music with WECB this Friday at 6 p.m. Don't pretend Emerson has real finals that you should be studying for. This Friday, April 22nd, in the Cabaret. This is WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
You were just listening to Money by Pink Floyd. And, yeah, prior to that was World's Greatest Criminal Mind from Great Mouse Detective. We're just awesome.
That was seriously some awesome.
That was some awesome. Oh, speaking of awesome, it looks like we have a customer. Hold on. Hello, Mr. Customer? Are you at our drive-in booth of the Speedy McBaron's Eel Witch Emporium?
Thank you for finding us.
It's 4:20 and, like, I need an eel sandwich.
Right on, dude! We can get you one.
Oh, wait, Baron.
Yes?
We could probably sell this guy, like, 9.
Okay.
Because he's really out of it.
He's really high.
We could probably sell him, like, the same
see
sandwich.
If we can sell him a boat. Oh, wait. Whoa. Sir, are you vomiting?
No, I'm not. That's not the sound of me... Not the sound of me vomiting.
All right, we don't care as long as it's in there and not in here.
Yeah, just keep it in the car, please.
Yes, all right.
So, how can we help you?
I would like a lot of food, please, because I'm very, very hungry.
I think we can work on that.
All right.
I've been watching Tim and Eric Awesome Show for 4 hours, and I can't see anything anymore.
Okay, good. Good old white people problems. Anyway, we can offer you a number 9 combo.
Does that have, like, everything on the menu?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we even funnel it straight into your gullet for you. We got a tube and everything.
Oh, I'm so lazy right now. I couldn't even get up and do it, so that'd be really great.
All right, let's apply some Frigor. Get the funnel.
Oh, the funnel. Okay, all right.
Now, I need you to sign this awesome waiver.
Sure, yeah, whatever, man. Just do it. Yeah.
All right. Wow, that's pretty good. Okay.
Oh,
now, Frigor, we practice this. Put on the hat.
Okay.
Put on the hat and get the sparklers ready.
All right.
Ready? Da-da-da-da-da. You are the number 9 combo. That is really fine. We hope you made peace with God and all your loved ones. It's a number 9. It's really, really tasty. And to your end, it will take you very hastily.
We hope you're an organ donor. Okay.
All right, load them up.
All right, here we go.
Insert the tube. All right, load the eel witches.
Eel witches ahoy.
Push them down. Down. Rock lobster. Down. All right. Now wait, let's wash it down with a little bit of milkshake.
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 Goat milkshakes ahoy.
Goat milkshakes. Let's put a goat in there for good measure.
Yeah, the goat's
in. Oh, goat! In the hole! Okay, I think he's just about at capacity.
Would you like some fries with that?
No, it's too much.
You sure? They're really good.
They're really good fries.
It's only wafer thin.
It's only a wafer thin fry, Mr. Customer.
Oh, okay. Okay, maybe I could use some fries. I could use
Yes,
some.
You could. Frigor!
Yes!
Grab the straw! No, that's too straw. Get the pipe!
Oh, the pipe. Okay.
Get the pipe!
All right, here's the pipe.
Is that like a theme song for everything?
Hold on, sir.
We're the Baron.
Open wide.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Now, I think he's packed pretty tightly.
Can you breathe, sir? Not three times on the ceiling of your car.
One means yes.
Twice on the pipe means the answer is
All right,
no.
ready?
All right, I've attached the fries to these nanobots. Here they go. In my nanobot army! In, I say!
Yeah, you didn't hear that. Okay, so, I think we're good.
Okay.
That'll be...
Wait, hold on. You know what I want to do, Freecor?
What?
I want to squeeze him. I just want to squeeze him!
Give him a...
I'm going to squeeze you!
Squeezing
is not what I would want.
Ah!
Oh, God, that really did not
feel
good.
I'm going to keep on squeezing you!
Please stop.
I'm squeezing!
Sir, I'm incredibly 420 out right now, but
one,
that's too much.
You need just one big old Baron hug right to the chest. Ready?
Wait, what?
Hug!
Oh, wow! I think I just bled a little bit.
I think you puked out your entire skeletal system.
Cool. Oh, I could use one of those.
Yeah, is it cool?
Oh, I'm not hungry anymore.
Yeah, I don't think you're, technically living anymore. You must be hell.
Yep, that's my those are my insides right there.
Yep, those are.
And you're still alive?
Kind of.
Dude, you want a job?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, I'm barely alive.
Fact,
you say a job?
You have all these perfectly good, tender, and juicy organs that you just threw up.
Yes,
you know what? You know what would make you feel better right now?
What?
Diet Snapple. I just want a Diet Snapple.
I think we have a Diet Snapple in the meat locker in the back, don't
Why
we,
would it
Freecor?
Be in the meat locker?
Yes,
Why
I shall bring you in there.
Freecor, escort our guest to the meat locker in the back of the store.
Yes, please.
I really
park
don't
your
want
car
any meat right
back.
Now. Thanks, guys.
It's no, it's
want.
Fine.
No,
Freecor,
no, no,
lead
fine.
Him there.
All right.
I would not like any
come
meat
me,
down my throat.
Me.
At
Just
the moment.
Come with him. And do you have any and final words before we obliterate this call?
Oh, I guess I gotta go sometime.
All right.
Might as well go on this show.
Yep. Goodbye.
Pew.
Well. Lead him, Freecor.
Oh, you know what?
What?
He didn't pay.
Just lead him to the meat room.
Should I raid his pockets?
Yes, raid his pockets.
Fine.
Isn't that obvious?
Yes.
Meat room!
Okay, all right.
No!
All right. Okay.
Meat room!
I'm going!
Would you also like a scrumptious eelwitch and be interested in potential employment at Speedy McBaron's Eelwitch Emporium? Please call in at 617-824-8852. Here's a little bit of Three Penny Opera covered by Louis Armstrong on WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
Dee-dee.
Oh, the shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife as McHee, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves though wears McHee, dear, so there's not a trace of red. On the sidewalk Sunday mornings lies a body oozing life. Someone sneaking round the corner. Is that someone like the knife? Yes, from a tugboat by the river, baby. A cement bag drooping down, and the cement's for the weight, yeah. Get you, Maggie, back in town. Yeah. Louis Miller disappeared, dear, after drawing out all his cash. And MacHeath's been like a sailor. Did our voyage do something rash? Suki Tadri, Jenny Diver, Lottie Lanier, sweet Lucy Brown. Yes, the line found on the right, dear. Now that Maggie's back in town.
Greetings, citizens of the world. Your ears are being violated by WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
Thank you.
were just listening to The Beast from Evangelion 2.0. You cannot advance. Sorry, Eva is very tricky like that. Prior to that was a little bit of lamenting there by Philip Wesley, and starting off that set was Mack the Knife by Louis Armstrong.
That was a little too...
I was going to say, that was a little Louis, you know, Leroy Jenkins there.
Yeah.
Can I try that one more time? Louis Armstrong.
That's better.
There we go. Speaking of that's better, we have another customer.
We do?
Yes.
Oh, joy.
Hello there, meat customer.
Oh, hi there.
Hello. What may we purvey you with here at Speedy McBaron's Eels Sandwich Emporium?
Well, I think Frigo's favorite cat, Romeo, would like a serving of mice nuggets, and I think I'd like an eel sandwich.
Oh,
that's...
I can actually hear the cat.
Can we put the cat on the phone? I must speak to it. Greetings, kitty. If you can hear my voice, you must do evil things, like claw up furniture and spit hairballs. Yes! Yes, my dog minion! You hear me? Feel my evil flow through you. It is intoxicating, much like the nip which you so enjoy.
Catnip, he means.
Yes. Either way, my furry feline fiend, go forth and speak not a word. Yes! Oh, I feel it! Frigor, those cat hypnosis lessons have been working!
Yes, so that's what you've been doing on Tuesday nights.
Yeah, people have been calling me crazy.
What other classes you've been taking at that community college?
I have been taking critical television analysis.
Ooh.
Flower arranging.
Ah, yes.
And cat mind control.
Gumby flower arranging?
No, we... Who am I kidding? We don't do our own stuff on this show.
Yeah, we don't do
Speaking of don't do our own stuff on this show...
We need to feed these
customer
cats.
Customer and cat, yes!
Right. Okay.
We must feed the masses. And feed them massively.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, yeah, we need you to hold the cat's mouth open.
Yes, we also need you to wait in the meat locker.
Yes, we have the tube.
I think that's a good idea.
I think it's an awesome idea. Ask the cat. Does the cat think it's... Cat thinks it's an awesome idea! Get to the meat locker! Do it! The cat commands you.
Listen to your pet, ma'am.
Yes. All the sane people who get laid do that.
Son of Sam did.
Yeah.
Look
and
at him.
He got, like, all sorts of chicks.
He got seven different kinds of laid.
In his basement, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come on.
Still doesn't sound like a good idea.
All right. Well, can we at least tempt you with the tasty eel witch?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, goodness me. I left the eel witch inside the meat locker.
Damn.
I know. I'm afraid that since I have polio, that you will have to go get it yourself.
Can I drag Frigor with me?
Sure! Go! The two of you, go to the meat locker and make sweet meat together. Frigor,
this is such a strange
program. Mess this up for me. I need those tasty organs.
Since when are you a cannibal?
Since always, because cannibalism is awesome.
We're saying this in front of the... she's still here.
Oh, hey.
Okay,
Hi there.
Did I say cannibalism is often?
He said...
I meant...
He said Hannibal is awesome.
Yes.
Wait, that's still worse.
No, I like it. I said,
Hannibal...
Flan... I said... Flan is tall like a possum.
I understand.
The way he does it. Okay, so, ma'am, I'll just need you to walk this way.
Oh.
But if you could walk this way, then you wouldn't need to go to
Quick,
the meat locker.
Push her free
okay, in there!
In the locker you go! Any last words before we activate the meat grinder?
And take your cat.
Yes, the cat goes too.
That's my last words.
All right.
How specific?
Very specific.
All right. Any last words?
Like actual last words?
Toy soldiers, out.
Yes. Toy soldiers, meet!
Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't usually watch that.
That was pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, I miss the cat now, though. He was...
Did you hear that?
Oh, crap! The cat got out! Frigor!
What?
There's a cat running around our food pantry. If the health inspector finds that out, he will fail us for sure!
Now we start caring about the health inspector?
Yes! Isn't it obvious? Frigor, go find the cat!
Okay, hold
on. And while we go to the cat, I'm going to give some World Domination Hour news! Silence, clown! Yes, it's that one segment that nobody cares about, where the Baron gives some information about the show. A lot of people are asking, hey, Baron, are you making any convention appearances? The answer at the moment is, I have no idea if people listen to the show. I think people do. A lot of people seem to come on the Facebook, like the awesome Pirates of Aldosta, who rallied themselves and presented themselves in the most fantastic way possible.
What was that?
Big ups on you, Valdosta, simply by addressing each other by name and crew position on our Facebook page. Good on you, guys. However, the Baron is thinking about making a non-table appearance at Kineticon.
Ooh.
Maybe Frigor can tag along, too.
I live in Connecticut.
Yeah, that's true. You could probably come, Frigor. We can come. We can sing campfire songs. We can
campfire
try to illegally sell merchandise. Yes. And do many other evil things. But if you want us to make con appearances, well, spread the world. The world.
Spread
the word.
Spread the world domination.
Spread
hour.
The world domination hour like a tasty evil spread all upon them. We are going to be
Branston
posting.
Branston Pickle.
Like Branston Pickle. Yes.
It's an Australian thing.
Frigo, you're just a big bag of tropes, you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Just a big old bag of tropes.
Yep. Psychotropes.
Speaking of psychotropes, we will be making awesome kick butt posters that you can post around your college campus and send to your friends.
Indeed.
And remember, if a miracle happens and the World Domination Hour reaches 1,000 followers by the end of 2011, the Baron will do a show completely in the nude.
Mm-hmm.
I will do it, and you stream it for all the world to see.
Yep.
Yes, I will. And speaking of in the nude, people are wondering, Frigor, summer is approaching fast, isn't it?
It is.
And WECB isn't active during the summer, is it?
No, we're not.
However, the Baron has some awesome breaking news that he's going to tell you all right here.
What?
The Baron is actually going to be interning at a real radio station. That's right, folks. Secretly and behind the scenes, I will be infiltrating WZLX, Boston's classic rock, one of the oldest and most established radio stations. The Baron will be helping out with the Carlson and McKenzie morning show.
So it's the oldest established permanent floating classic rock radio station in Boston?
Yes.
Ha!
Right
on.
Anyway, so yeah, that doesn't mean, however, that we will be putting an end to the World Domination Hour for the summer. No! First off, we'll be catching up on podcasts, most of which definitely need posting. We're sorry about leaving you guys out on the wind like that.
We have them all. It just takes a while to upload.
Yes, we are seeking a show producer right now to take care of all the busy work and make us pancakes.
Please?
Buttermilk pancakes.
Mmm.
With syrup.
Oh, yeah.
And blueberries.
Ooh.
With a little bit of whipped cream on the side.
And a hug.
And just to know that they care.
And they pat you on the head on your way off to school.
And they want to go ahead and they put your arts and crafts on the fridge.
And they tell you it's okay when you spill your milk.
Yeah, so if you're interested in being a show producer for the World Domination Hour on or off campus, we could probably use your help. Email us at worlddominationhour@gmail.com. And on our final note, we will be trying to do non-live radio theater-tacular episodes of the World Domination Hour being recorded at the WZLX Studios. No guarantees now, but we will definitely try, and we assure you, you will not starve with your World Domination Hour hunger.
Would they put them on the air?
No.
Oh, so we'd just record.
We'd record our own show.
We'd pre-record?
Yes.
Okay.
Because we can do that.
We'd have sound effects.
Yes.
As opposed Remember to just this those? Kind of thing. That didn't work at all.
Grigor, how could you drop that soda can?
I don't know.
Uh-oh, looks like somebody's waiting. Anyway, I got some questions on the form spring.
We got questions on the form spring.
I think I shall answer some.
Do so.
I will.
And inform our listeners of what we are thinking.
Dear Baron, we've got a person asking me about pubic hair.
Does the carpet match the drapes?
No, they're asking me big bush, small bush, or no bush. I'm a briar man myself. No, briars.
I'm not surprised.
Yes, no.
I mean, that's why, you're dating Poison Ivy after all.
She still hasn't got back to me. It's more of a fling thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, other question. Dear Baron, do I have any facial hair under that mask?
He has facial hair on the mask.
I think I have eyebrows. I'm not sure, though. It's been a long while since I've checked.
But don't you have a mustache on the mask?
Yeah. That's my auxiliary mustache. It's a mustache shield, actually, to keep my regular mustache in check and at full power. Dear Baron, what is your favorite Pokemon type? Psychic types? Duh.
Yeah.
Because they're the coolest.
Or dragon.
Yeah. And speaking of dragon, the toy soldiers, as always, this one goes out to you. Here's some Dr. Steel on WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College. I will choke you.
It's an echo.
I feel hypnotized. Oh, the ground don't touch your feet.
down in the back of the galaxy. Over his spaceman suit, he's fighting mad at me. Yeah, there's a spaceman in the back of the galaxy. Attacks me and he flies. Yes, he flies.
Hello.
Hey there.
You are listening to WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
That's good to know.
We hope you are enjoying.
I have been.
Check us out at WECB.FM. Our website is futuristic.
It sure is.
You can also listen on your TV in the dorms on channel 65.
My voice sounds sexy like this.
Far out.
Far out.
No, we need newer bumps. Come on, that's what you got for a promo rotator.
WECB, WERS's hotter cousin.
You've got plenty of human voices on your station. Use them! Here's another song.
For arsenic, someone thought fun to include on the icing on top of a bun. B are for bats that swoop out of the air and squeaking inaudibly catch in one's hair. C is for cord of a moderate length to hang oneself with. It requires no great strength. K's for Chris, with a blade that is wavy. One wonders why somebody smeared it with gravy. L's for a letter that lay in a trunk. Its contents explain how the dinghy was sunk. M is for madhouse, where is confined a lady whose friends say she's out of her mind. N. Round a dead torso, a sick making sight could scarcely be more so. R is for Ray's wicked invention that dissolves at a distance the parts you don't mention. S is for suicide, so it would seem. Who was it uttered that unfinished scream? Ah! T. U. V. W. X. Y is for yonder, where someone is lying, who proves seen close to be somebody dying. And Z is for zero, the hour of doom. It will strike any minute, but no one knows to whom.
We're just listening to the Tiger Lilies with their song ABC Arsenic Bun from their concept album, The Gory End.
What's the concept?
They just wanted to do a big Edward Gorey album. The Baron likes him some Edward Gorey.
Hmm.
If you, by the way, are a crazy fan who is good at drawing and can make an Edward Gorey-style World Domination Hour drawing, we would love you forever. We seriously would.
We would kill
you.
We
would not love you as much as our bet greatest fan ever, Shelby. Say it, Frigor.
Shelby.
But you will be pretty awesome nevertheless.
We need to turn that into a bump.
We will. Just a button, though. Frigor's got to be live. She deserves to hear it live each time.
I know, but it'd be funny to just use it as, like, an awkward
moment. And prior to that, you were listening to Marionette by Dr. Steele from his debut album.
Debut album.
Yes. Called Dr. Steele. And speaking of Dr. Steele, Frigor, we need to find that cat!
Yes, we do.
He is scurrying about, mocking me, knitting me. There he is! Frigor!
Okay,
Reason with the cat. Then stare at the cat. Then eat the cat, and all of our troubles will be gone.
Okay, alright, Mr. Cat? Hello? Ah, there you are. Okay, hi. We'd like you to stop running around, please. We sort of need you to go into your little, into a little crate here. You know, I usually sleep in here, but... I know it's messy, but I don't get a chance to clean it. Baron always... Yes, I don't like him either. But, you know, what I would like you to do is just come into this little crate, and then we can just not have the health inspector shut us down.
Frigor, this is taking too long. All right, I'm
going to... You try talking to a cat.
You there, feline infidel! Get in the box! I said get in the box! Frigor, why are we talking to a cat when we should just be shooting it?
This is true.
This is very true. Okay, let's get out
we
the cat.
We have to fill time some... All right, here we go.
Reach for the sky, kitty! Dang it, missed. Frigor, give me another bullet. Oh, he's getting hissy. My face!
Are you okay?
Beautifully masky face! Wow.
He scampered off.
Frigor?
Into the sunset.
Did that cat just kick my butt?
I think we can say, but yeah.
All right, Frigor! Let's flood the restaurant with toxin.
But we're making money.
Frigor.
No,
Frigor. Frigor. It's not about the money anymore. It's not about the mind control anymore. It's about me poisoning that cat within every inch of his barren, scratching life!
All right, fine. Okay, hold on. Where do we keep the toxins in here?
I think we keep it, I'm not sure. Past meat locker, everything's just kind of a blur to me.
Yeah, if you know where we keep the toxins...
Call us in at 617-824-8852.
Or if you are a toxin
dealer...
We're
waiting.
Because
we honestly do not know.
Yeah, we have a toxin
This show
guy.
Will not continue until someone tells us where our neurotoxin is.
Seriously.
And we are just going to wait.
We got all the time we need. We're here until they kick us out, really.
Come on. Are you just going to be one of those idle bystanders, or do you have the testicles to call in?
Yeah,
testicles,
bus
I say. Yeah, I mean, we're,
are you just a bus punk?
I got plenty of, are you a bus punk? Prove me wrong.
And tell us where you where we can buy some neurotoxins.
Yep. 617-824-8852. We're just not going to continue the show.
Our usual dealer.
Until this happens.
Yeah, our usual dealer.
For no reason whatsoever.
Yeah.
Other than the whim of the Baron.
Yeah, our usual guy is out celebrating something.
What?
Our usual toxins dealer is out celebrating, and we can't find him.
I think he was, it was his cousin's birthday. Well, no, cousin's wedding.
Cousin's wedding, yeah.
Yeah. People. It's all about the little moments.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Like a fresh breeze or a
cat to the face.
Or a cat to the face. Life! You think we're joking? We are just going to keep babbling
on.
We're
seriously just going to keep babbling.
This is not going to end until someone calls in.
This is what happens when you work without a writer.
This is what happens when you just go crazy one night.
See, we've been trying to find this cat for about 15 minutes now, and it's...
Oh, Barrett.
It's eluded us. What?
Okay, good questions. Who is your favorite Sailor Scout?
Oh, that?
All right. Dude, Sailor Mars.
Was she even on that show?
Yeah, that was Sailor Mars, dude. She was the temple chick.
See, I didn't watch it.
Oh, they also had the two lesbian ones.
I never watched Sailor Moon.
Frior, you weren't manly enough to watch Sailor Moon.
I had to go to church.
And speaking of that, the Baron gives up. Frigor,
yeah.
Let's just burn the place. Burn it to the ground!
His mother down!
Yeah! Rive on the air! The total decimation of Speedy McBaron's Eelwitch Emporium.
So if you want an extra one, if you want one, call in now before we torch the place.
No, it's too late. They had their chance.
Okay.
And it will be gone. And they will have regretted it. And here is It Feels Good to Be Bad from All Dogs Go to Heaven 2 on WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
When we get that horn, we can open any safe or bank vault in the world.
Silence! I didn't recruit you for such entry-level wickedness. You have so much to learn. Now I know you've been malicious, spiteful, and a trifle vicious. It's no secret that you've cheated and you've lied. And you've done some double-dealing, scheming, swindling, and stealing. You're an amateur, but heaven knows you've tried.
I answered your ad, didn't I? Money, power, stature, call 1-800-BRIMSTONE.
Good boy. And very soon, your efforts will be rewarded. You'll develop so much faster. Now you're working with a master who will help you cultivate your darker side. You'll discover wicked ways you've never known before. And you'll find that when you're really rotten to the core, it feels so good to be bad. So delicious to be a despicable cat. It's just so thrilling and so fulfilling to give somebody the worst time they've ever had. It feels so good to be bad. Case in point. Charlie doesn't know it, but he's in my power. He's gonna wish that he was never born. I promise you that by the sunset hour, I'll have Gabriel's horn.
Boss, why can't I get it for you?
Cause you had your chance and blew it. I entrusted you to do it, but you bungled it and threw your chance away. It's a problem you created. If the horn can't be located, I'm not naming names, but someone has to pay.
Try again, boss.
You'll never find it. Only angels can hear its heavenly tone.
But I'm an angel.
Not anymore.
You work for me now. Though you gave me cause to doubt you, there's a loathsomeness about you that attracts me to you as a protege. And when you've learned every creepy, crummy thing I know, you'll taste the joy that comes when you're the lowest of the low. It feels so good to be bad. So delightful to be a deplorable cad. It's so appealing to have the feeling that what you're doing gets trouble brewing and drives everybody mad. You've got my guarantee. It feels so good to be bad. So exciting!
Away! So inviting!
So good to be bad!
WECB, home of the sixth Beatle! Hope you enjoyed all that deafness. Here's another song. Oh, they ping me up? Hello?
You're there.
Hold on. Yes. There
yeah, we
go.
We can hear you.
You were just listening to Nabbed by Danny Elfman from the Nightmare Before Christmas soundtrack. Sing it with me, Frigor.
La 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 la
diddly 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 bum 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 bum.
La 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 la
diddly 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 bum 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 bum. Anyway, and prior to that was It Feels Good to Be Bad from All Dogs Go to Heaven 2. Ooh. We really reached for the bottom there, Freegor.
Are you... What? No, we reached for the awesome.
Yeah, we did. How about you tell us a little bit about that song?
That song... The man who was singing that, George Hearn, I believe it was his name is pronounced, also was a Broadway performer earlier in his career and played King Arthur in Camelot and Sweeney Todd on Broadway.
That's pretty awesome.
Indeed.
Yeah. And speaking of pretty awesome, Freegor, did we just torch a $500,000 investment franchise?
Oh, yeah.
We didn't kill the cat, did we?
No, we did not.
That's him standing right there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
With his cat-like face and his unshot stomach. Mark my words, Romeo the Cat. I will find you, and by the end of the Baron's life, you will be... pooped by the Baron, for you will have been eaten by him. That cat just do that. That cat just do that to me.
Yeah, he did.
You little turd. Wow, that cat's got some tood.
Oh, yeah, he's...
You know, I've had to kind of recoup the giant burning sandwich emporium.
How?
We should make a Nickelodeon cartoon about an energetic cat.
Hmm.
It's one of the Barons. That's one
Didn't
of the Barons.
Did they try that once?
I think, Freegor, I got another big idea.
Dun, dun,
dun. Speaking of big idea, let's have our weird song of the week, shall we?
Weird song of the week?
That's our new thing now. We're going to play a weird song of the week. Just
Why
to
not?
Kind of end things off, because every villain has a little dose of weird in them.
They should.
Yes. So here's Chicken Man from Evelyn Evelyn on WECB.
From what?
The Underground Sound of Emerson College.
Thank you.
Do not adjust your set. That was Frigor being a doofus. Anyway, for those of you who had no idea what they were just listening to, Chicken Man was a song by Evelyn Evelyn, one of the side projects from Amanda Palmer of the Dresden Dolls. It comprised of Amanda Palmer and Jason Webley pretending to be linked identical twins, or Siamese twins as they're commonly called, and they did an entire concept album about the horrible fictional life of these characters. Isn't that marvelous?
It's a little sad.
It's a little sad. But what is this?
What?
An envelope? This, Frigor, looks like an invitation to challenge.
What?
What is this? It's from another WECB show. Is this the Sunday Night Geek Out that plays Sundays at midnight on WECB?
What?
Dear Baron, I think your penis is incredibly small. You call yourself a DJ, but I call you the king of all chumps.
Who sent this?
That's
Frigor,
by the way. What?
I think the Baron needs to take out the trash on the Sunday Night Geek Out. A fine show on WECB that plays all video game music every Sunday night.
From midnight to 2 a.m., I hear.
Yes! Oh, stay tuned, folks, because this development will indeed be developing.
Seriously?
Ooh.
We're actually doing continuity this
Yes,
week.
We are. Although, in the meantime, the Baron's a little tired, and he's worried about the feds finding out about the, you know, burned dead bodies and the two fans we kept in the meat locker.
And pretty much how we sold. We killed it. We actually killed a lot more people than we played on the air.
Yeah, that's... We were
actually evil this week.
Yeah, we were pretty evil. You know, Evil Five.
Evil Five.
Ha! Yes, I think it's time we have ourselves a little sign-off.
But wait, I have one question first.
Yes?
This challenge, you say. When shall it be?
I'm not sure, but I believe, and this is subject to change and will be notified on Facebook.
We shall.
Be.
On.
Sunday.
Sunday.
May 1st.
May 1st.
In the WECB studio, Sunday at midnight.
Bring it on.
Boom, boom.
Yeah.
All right. I think it's time for us to have a little sign-off.
This is Batman.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Okay, fine.
This is Frigor.
And this has been your ever-malevolent host, the Baron. Good night, and sleep with one eye open!
Is that cat still out there?
Yes.
Sure. Yeah.